It's going to be the most dictatorial, the most tyrannical, the most controlling, the absolute most destructive political military system in all of fallen human history. By all accounts and by all measures at this point in history, it's out there under the surface. Shadow government, shadow military, shadow in the politics. It's absolutely the opposite of what has been sold to the New Age. A day of Aquarius, an age of Aquarius, a new day, a new dawn for humanity, a spiritual enlightenment. All that has been sold, all that's been reported by the, well, the spirits that have prepared the way, layering millions around the world. The new order is not what, it's not what the New Agers or the 2012ers, it's not what the Albert Pikes or the Alice Baileys even have a clue about. It is the most destructive system, hard system in all of human history. You can feel it in the air today. You can sense the ominous presence. Everyone seems to know the chaos is coming. But on the other side, the flip side of the chaos is an ascendancy. There is an ascendancy. Not just that the beast, the Antichrist, will have the apocalypse. 2 Thessalonians 2. The apocalypse, anthropos anamos. It's the apocalypse of the man of lawlessness. But he is inseparably linked to the system. Let me say it very clearly tonight. If we are but 3 or 4 or 5 years or less away from the great global catastrophe, chaos that collapses everything, that means that the Antichrist is alive on the earth somewhere. That means that the false prophet is alive on the earth somewhere. That means that hundreds of thousands that are living, well, in two worlds. They're in the politics, they're into the military, they're in and behind the counterfeit spiritual systems. Those three areas you can find the real, absolutely real Luciferians. They believe in the doctrine of a spiritual evolution to deity. They believe in the agenda of globalism and a controlling rule. And they clearly believe in a world supernatural leader. The regime has been building for years and years and years and was here before the conception, before the birth of the hybrid Homo Satanus, a beast, a Therion. In the world that you and I live in right now, we look at these things, and I would imagine that many of you are concerned about, you know, the days that we live in. If you know the scriptures at all, if you've read Matthew 24 and the words of Jesus at all, then you have a heads up. If you're a New Ager, a remote viewer, a 2012er, well, then you also know that things are going to change in a massive, historic, unprecedented way. That it's all moving in one direction. And a massive cataclysmic chaos is around the corner. But I need to say clearly that tonight, not only the identity of the beast kingdom is given to us by God, the ruler that shall guide it, the power of it, the locality or the sense of the center of it, and its broad authority. Oh, there's other things that go with it that bring a bonding to. I listen, this is the one that God says in reference to the Antichrist, who is like the beast? Who can make war with him? God has given from 2,000 years ago the attitude, the speech, the discussion of the consensus of those who have rejected God and God's answer in Christ and embraced an alternative spiritual presence, promise, and agenda. Tonight, Revelation 13. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the air. It is very, very great to have you with us tonight. We were looking at some of the emails the other day, and we appreciate, again, the kind words, and the way that we need to respond at times is on a personal level. Sometimes we can read things on the air and tell. We'll never read an email on the air as far as telling somebody's name unless we had permission. But I want to say that I am very glad that, many of you, and then some of you have written about, please help us. So we're going to get to some of those emails later on tonight and try to bring some kind of ministry. We do the personal level of ministry, and we engage individuals, and we do outreach, and so there's a lot of personal things that we do along the way, along with what we do here. With the door that God has given us, listen, here, July the 14th, 2010, in this point of history, in this one hour, on this one evening, it is providential. Listen, no question that God's hand will be involved. And in the mix of all of what God has said is coming, I've got to kind of interrupt all of the preparation and the notes. And I'm going to say that I have to ask the question, why? Why Revelation 13? Why? Hang on to that for a minute. Let me tell you about the conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, August the 27th, the 28th. And we're inviting you to come. They're having me come down to speak there on Friday and Saturday. And Lynn Marzulli and Anthony Hoffman and Connie Huff. Listen, you can go to the site, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and when you see the little slideshow, when you see the advertisement for August 27th, 28th, just click on it. It'll give you the website, all the details, how to register, and it's always great to see dear ones that have been listening, and we've had some great time and great ministry in the last three conferences this year, and it looks like we've got three coming up: Las Vegas, Nevada, August 27th, 28th, Canton, Ohio, October the 1st and 2nd, and then it still looks like the West Coast one, but I can't give you the details till I get them, October the 9th. Let me also tell you that on the website, if you're a brand new listener, take your time there, because there's hundreds of things to take a look at, dozens and dozens and dozens of MP3s on teaching, course materials, training materials, the same stuff we have taught in this locality here on, we would consider it a Bible school level, a college course level. And so they're all there, and there's a number of them free. The ShatterTheDarkness.net website will take you to all of our other stuff that we do on the weekends, preemption broadcast, and Sunday night, the Ragged Edge radio show. Now, we're going to have on the Ragged Edge Sunday night coming up, we'll probably have Lynn Marzulli. We'll probably have those who are leading the conference in Las Vegas on with us in August, and getting prepared for that. Listen, we're going to take a look here because everybody's concerned about where things are going. And obviously, as I've listened to on larger broadcasts and, you know, radio shows and talk shows and things like that, everybody's concerned about the chaos to come, the problem, the sense of that presence in the air. And that is the theme for this week as we're jumping into Revelation 13. But I want to stop and I want to ask the question, why? Before we get into the identity, beast kingdom, all that it is, we're dealing tonight with the pinnacle I'm talking about the height of the power, the presence, the activity, the control of not only the Antichrist as an individual, but the system that is inseparably linked and is packed with the same power that empowers him. I'm going to ask the question, why? I want you to hear tonight. Maybe you can send a note in. Maybe you want to try to answer this. Why talk about the New World Order? Why talk about Revelation 13? I mean, what's in Revelation 13 is the real picture of the real New Age, not the masquerade of a Age of Aquarius, a New Age day, a dawn of enlightenment. It's not what the 2012ers, the prophecy of the 2012ers, came from the same spirits that have guided the New Age movement, that are guiding New Age, well, remote viewing revelations as they try to peer into the future. It's the exact same synchronicity between all of it. And they all talk about the cleansing, the chaos, the trouble, the collapse, but a new dawn, exalting humanity, homo lumos, and guiding humanity. And believe it or not, listen, there may be some that listen right now that are absolutely in sync with that. I mean, I've met individuals that are absolutely believing that alien, dimensional, I believe, presence is promising a new dawn, a new day, and they're going to help us, and they're going to guide us, and there'll be an evolution. And because of the spiritual evolution of the consciousness of the masses, we will be able to receive and take in all of what is going to be offered to us. But I want to say again, why? Why go to Revelation 13? Why go to Revelation 13 and look at a chapter that brings to us an absolutely opposite view that 2012ers, secret societies and the Masons, the New Age movement as a whole, it's completely the opposite. Why Revelation 13? Why look at any prophetic revelation? Why not just live our lives? Why not just go to work, eat, live with our children? You know, why don't we just go out and swim, have a barbecue, do all those things? Nothing wrong with that. Question is why? Why are hundreds of millions embracing an alternative prophetic future? Again, it's like the donkey with the stick and the string and the carrot. The promise is out there. Millions have grasped it and are promoting it, believing it. And it will be the great betrayal. The great lie will be the great betrayal. As I said in the beginning of the show, it is a system not of human enlightenment, not a new dawn of civilization, not a new day of peace and justice and fairness. It is a day of the absolute height of deception, dictatorial rule, military enforcement, controlling, tyrannical, and ultimately, well, it's unjust. It's the opposite of what the New Age and the rest on that side of the fence are trying to embrace. There is a New Age, a new dawn, the kingdom of God, the Prince of Peace. Hey, we're going to bring that up in a few weeks. We're going to give 5 nights where we talk about the real New Age, the Basileia of God, the Prince of Peace, no more war, no more rape, no more injustice, no more nation fighting nation, kingdom against kingdom, no more. But there will be a rule of justice and absolute peace. The lamb lies down with the lion. Everything changes. But by the hand of the infinite God and all that he's done at an old rugged cross, the place of infinite spiritual wielding that opened the door for both direct, personal, and eternal relationship with God. Why look at prophetic revelation? Why look at Revelation 13? Why go over the details? Why did God give us such details as this? Have you read the details? Have you read about the beast coming up out of the sea? The system and the person is mentioned here. It is the individual, it is the system, political, military, economic. Let me just say this real quick. We're going to answer the question in a moment. Let me tell you five things that just the beginning of Revelation 13. It is prophetic revelation. It is infallible, irrevocable, absolutely accurate. It not only describes what actually will occur, but it's not going to occur out of thin air. It's not going to be a new development. Say that a great horrific chaos collapse worldwide occurs. Then everybody just comes out of their basements and says, well, what are we going to do? Those that create the catastrophe, those that create the chaos, have already plotted, planned. This is it's the coup of the ages. What's about to occur is because it has been planned, developed, evolved, and comes with the broadest manifestation of dark powers ever in history. If you read the first few verses, the beast and the system, the political, you can read about it. Again, we talked about this the other night. We talked about, the 10 horns, 7 heads, 10 crowns. That's all about the political, military, and the authority, the alignment, the identity of the political, military, economic system. I know some people will say, well, that's the European Union, but I think it's beyond that. It's not yet identified. You cannot put it on paper yet because it's below the surface. It's among the many nations and many, many places where this underground has developed, the shadow government, the shadow military, the shadow spiritual power. It's all in place. If the Antichrist and the false prophet are in place, the regime, the New World Order regime is in place and waits to ascend to power. Now, God says that it's going to be like a leopard, like a bear, like a lion. What's that all about? It's about the absolute speed of its ascendancy, development, grabbing of control. It's about the absolute thundering power, like a bear, the power. And it's about like the lion, like the vocals, the speech, the ancient voice, the one in the heavenlies that persuaded a third of the angels will now be housed in a counterfeit incarnation. Homo Satanus, the Antichrist, will speak out loud, be heard worldwide, and he'll make Hitler look like a little pinky puppet in comparison to the persuasion and the power and the rhetoric and the, propaganda and the absolute uttering of lie. It is about the beast himself and his kingdom. The political system would be also identified as beast. And it has a throne. It has authority. But I don't want you to miss what we've seen in verse 2. The dragon gave the beast his dunamis, his power. Every single believer out there understands Pentecost, God, the Holy Spirit, clothing of power from on high. I mean, we understand Jesus himself anointed. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord anointed him. That was prophesied 700 years in advance out of Isaiah, that what occurred with John the Baptist as the Spirit of God came down, giving that, revelation of an announcement that Emmanuel is here and beginning to minister. That the Savior has arrived and is beginning to minister salvation, healing, deliverance. The power, presence of God was unleashed. With the apocalypse of the Antichrist and the ascendancy of his political, military, economic regime, what's behind the scene? What's in the air? The description by God of the dragon, the huge, broad, unseen presence drops massive dark power, real spiritual dark power on the beast and the beast kingdom. That's what's behind the extent of the political alignment, military alignment, economic alignment, without question, the spiritual alignment. It is the unprecedented manifestation of the dark side's presence, never seen in human history, and never will be again. It's under the surface right now, and it will ascend. It's out there right now, and that's why everyone, I say now by the billions, are saying, you know what? I feel something in the air. There's something out there. There's the Illuminati. There's the ancient brotherhood. There's the black flame. There's the black nobility. There's the Rosicrucian. There's the Illuminist. Whatever name you and I have heard, conspiracy researchers have linked the dots together. God has given the accurate picture. There is no better picture. There is no clearer definition of the beast and the beast kingdom, what it's all about, and how it will ascend to power. And I'm going to say it again, it doesn't come out of thin air. If the beast, the Antichrist, and the beast, the false prophet, if they actually already are alive, just not revealed to the world, it means that a system, a multinational global, I mean, to the extent of a global reach in nations in Russia, throughout Europe, England, United States, Canada, all around the world, the presence of the regime, the leadership that will be there, exists right now, waiting. Bulging at the seams, wanting to do it now, looking for the shedding of blood and even broader doors to bring non-human enhancement. Hey, talk about non-human enhancement. The dragon dumps dunamis, power, manifested power on the beast in the kingdom, beast kingdom. A throne that is the locality to rule from. And authority, exousia. It's going to be worldwide. It is going to be totally from bottom all the way to the top, spiritually infused. Outside of the physical, visible system that is infused with the darkest manifested powers in all of history, will be the outside presence of what seems to be a counterfeit to God the Father. I got to point your attention tonight to the dragon. Listed in chapter 12 and now in chapter 13. A broader revelation of the sense of the separated powers of the dark side. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Everybody has called this the unholy trinity, and actually the function of the dragon, function of the beast, and function of the false prophet act just like in counterfeit too. But what I've noticed now over these years of study and research, everything concerning the dark side and all that it is, all that it does, is in direct counterfeit to what is the real that comes from the hand of God. There's a real Savior. There's real healing. There's real deliverance. There's a real kingdom coming. There is a real power from God to be upon our lives. Which one do you have? I mean, for those that do the reconnaissance on the show, for purposely created subpersonalities dwelling inside chosen ones, listening, maybe doing rituals, maybe extending yourself with enhanced psi abilities to see if you can interfere. Maybe it's just InfoGuard or maybe others. Nevertheless, the bottom line is nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before his eyes. You know, check that out. That's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. The Bible, once again, looking at Revelation 13, it is the most amazing book in all of history. It is light years on an infinite scale beyond 2012 prophecies, beyond Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown. It is vastly beyond Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Sibylline Prophecies. It is beyond what remote viewers are trying to get from the Akashic Records. It is vastly beyond old Hindu what are called scripture. It has demonstrated itself to be 100% accurate. It has demonstrated itself to come from the hand of God, infinite presence, omniscience. But here's the issue, and this is why I keep bringing up tonight and feel impressed to do so, the question why. Why Revelation 13? Why Revelation 12? Why prophetic revelation from God? In a world that is sliding down a hill with no one with human hands that can stop its collapse, why prophetic revelation? Why Revelation 13? Why does God give us such an extensive, specific, selected, detailed picture of what actually is out there, actually evolving, what will actually occur? Let me give you one reason. As I thought about the question, it was serious. While I was getting ready tonight and doing all the stuff, it just popped into my mind because I'm immersed in all the studies and immersed in all the stuff. I've got concern. There's an urgency to get saved, to get others saved, to reach the world, to do the mission of God, to know that all of God's presence, power, grace, and might is absolutely the same today as it was yesterday. And that God passionately seeks to save and is not willing that anyone perish. Let me say that, number one, the reason for prophetic revelation, number one is for the salvation of lives on the largest, broadest scale possible. That's right. See, it corresponds to 2 Peter chapter 3. Where it's clearly revealed that all of what people think is the delay of the second coming and the issues of the end of the world, the end of the present heaven and earth and the coming new heaven and new earth, it's all about God's patience. And God's patience is all about the issue of saving the most possible, not willing. The Greek word boulomai. In his determined counsel, in the absolute determination of infinite God, he's not willing that even one human being be lost. God doesn't want one single man, woman, or child to be lost. Even the arrogant, even the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of sinners, like you and me. God wants to bring what was to be his family, all of us home, out of the darkness into the light, out of the sin into the purity of righteousness that comes from the blood of Christ and what he has given at the cross. Those of you that have that right now, let's rejoice tonight with what we've got. Let's not neglect so great a salvation. Let's live it out. Let's embrace the God that has come for us, loved us, desired us. And I say it all the time. Not only does he love us, absolutely know us, but I will tell you, my friend, there is no one that wants you more than God wants you. 2 Peter 3, the Spirit of God reveals that he doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. You want to talk about change? Instead of having sin, your sin, and death, and hell, and all of it in and on you, God would rather, because of what Jesus did at the cross, have you standing there totally forgiven, absolutely freed, empowered with a new nature, and given the gift of eternal life, which ultimately means not only the body, the indestructible glorified body that you will have, but the ability to see God face to face and watch as he reaches out, as we find in future prophetic revelation, wipe away every tear, the end of hurt, the end of pain, the final healing. Seeing God with glorified eyes and never hurting again. May the Spirit of God well up in you for that day, even now. We got a lot of work to do. Whether it's 6 months away or 6 years away, we got a lot of work to do. Why Revelation 13? Why prophetic revelation? Let me give you the answer. You ready? I'm going to give you the answer. I want you to really contemplate the answer. Why Revelation 13 and all of this prophetic revelation? Here it is. Without it, we would be totally in the dark. We would be totally in the dark without it. We would have no idea of a coming Antichrist, no idea of a false prophet, no idea of the swelling of demonic presence, seducing the world with counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, morality, and doctrine. We would have no idea of why the collapse is coming. See, a lot of people that do not know biblical revelation, they're living without a clue. They're living like the people that I saw on the day of 9/11. On the day of 9/11, when I watched as the second plane hit the tower and the cameras were showing people running from, the people that had the blackness around their nose and mouth that they breathed in, the people who had the dust on their shoulders and head, as they were running further and further down the street away from the building, they would continue to run that direction away from the building, but turn their head back and look, and then turn their head forward. And what I saw on their faces is what I see in the public consensus concerning what's going to happen next. It literally seems like the world is looking over its shoulder waiting for the collapse. And then what? And then who will save you? And then who will give you the water, the food? And then where will you buy? Where were you going to buy food? And then when they desire that you take a mark, you worship an image, when there is a forced tyrannical worship, when there is a dictatorial control, when there is extreme injustice, what will the New Agers do? Why biblical revelation? Why the book of Revelation? Why Revelation 13 with its incredible, massive, detailed, specific, selected details about the beast kingdom, the identity? Well, because without it, listen now, think about it, without it, we would be in absolute darkness, not knowing who or what. Biblical revelation, one third of the New Testament, its original intent, it is found in Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26. Because of the prophetic writings and the command of the eternal God, what's it all about? That all nations, United States, Russia, China, Europe, England and Germany and France and Spain and on, that every nation would turn to the living Christ, believe on him and obey God, obey Christ. God's mission is to turn individuals, to turn families, to turn nations, politicians, future politicians, listen to me. God has a will. God has a passionate drive in the world. Political leaders should look up into the face of the living God, the living Christ, surrendering their lives and opening the door to prayer and preparation and biblical revelation and yielding and guiding the nation to Christ, to God. Outside of that, you're going to have the constant bickering, sliding into, well, tyrannical, well, injustice, all the things. Because of man's fallen nature, because of the actual, real, radical evil. Listen, without prophetic revelation, without Revelation 13, you and I, we would be totally in the dark without it. What does it do for us? Let me tell you right now. Biblical prophetic revelation, given by ultimately the Spirit of God, it is Spirit-given, Spirit-inspired, guided. It is the content, the data, the revelation that has come from God. There's a lot of other sources of revelation, Spirit-inspired writings, but they're done by the spirits, by the fallen ones, by those part of the agenda, by those with the Luciferic doctrine, spiritual evolution to homo lumos, deity, or enlightenment, the agenda, globalism, a new age of reality. Yeah, right. What does biblical prophetic revelation give us? Number one, preparation. Absolutely enlightening our eyes, enlightening our ability to see and know. It's all about giving us the heads up. It is absolutely selective information, specific information that the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient Holy Spirit has given. It'll give you massive preparation and ability to understand, the ability to be able to point and say, this is that. This is what God has talked about. Pack yourself with biblical revelation in a systematic, clear sense, and you will be at the cutting edge of saying and talking about and telling about world events. Secondly, biblical prophetic revelation will constantly point to the difference between God the salvation in Christ, and all of the counterfeit. Prophetic biblical revelation in, well, 2 Thessalonians chapters 1 and specifically 2. Look at the context. Prophetic revelation is unleashed in the context of a saving message also. There's going to be a constant thing that it's going to point to the Savior, point to Christ. Prophetic revelation, the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse Jesu Christu. The whole book is about Jesus Christ. And it's going to be revealing all that occurs prior. Could you imagine this? When the heavens are opened and the Christ who once lived for a while in human flesh, died on the cross, shed holy blood, pure blood, rose from the dead, ascended on high, operative to this very day. All of a sudden, the visible return of God in Christ. Oh, clouds, the angels, fire. I'll be there. If you're a believer in Christ, look at Revelation 19:11. It prophesies where you will be when Jesus begins to descend out of the heavens, visibly coming down here. Well, the arrival at the temple and the coming millennium. Guaranteed the beast kingdom, all of the prophetic, or all of the political, all of the military, all of the economic system that we've just looked at in Revelation 13. The power, the dunamis infused in that system. The consensus that it develops, I can guarantee you, it is here in absolute dire opposition to the return of Christ. Closer we get to those days, you will see the consensus. Even in the New Age movement, even in talk shows, even in the constant offering of counterfeit, cheap, false versions of a de-deified, non-saving, non-significant Christ, who is no Christ at all. Why Revelation 13? Well, we said because we'd be in absolute darkness without it. Biblical prophetic revelation, like Revelation 13, prepares us, number one. Number two, it points us to Christ, to God's answer, to what God is doing. Well, number three, it enables us to receive and then give the warning. It is the massive heads up. God is saying all of hell will be unleashed on the earth. The worst tyrannical, controlling, destructive, unjust system infused with all the real manifested powers of darkness will be in control. The force of choices, mind control, soul control, the force of taking a mark that connects you to the dark side, the force of worshiping the living, we'll get to the image later on next week, we'll get to the mark next week. Is that what you want to live in? All these folks talk about the New Age being a place of freedom, human enlightenment, an evolution of consciousness. It is a great, horrific betrayal. I'm sure that would inspire a lot of people that hoped for the best but found the worst to contemplate suicide. Biblical prophetic revelation, all of it, and specifically we're talking about Revelation 13, gives us massive preparation, incredible ability that it points to God, points to God's answer to Christ, gives us, number three, incredible and the only real warning. God gives the warning. I saw my daughter when she was little running towards the road without looking, laughing and smiling, where there were cars going. I had to yell, to scream, stop. That was a good thing. That was an absolutely right thing. I would have been a derelict if I wouldn't have done it. I would have been a horrific, horrible father if I wouldn't have done it. If I wouldn't have spoken to her and warned her about her little 3.5-year-old body running out onto a road where a 2-ton truck could come by and squash her like a bug. Out of love, out of protection, out of safety. Biblical prophetic revelation is precious content. It is the compassionate warning, the screaming of God. Oh, God is screaming, all right. You see, I can sit here and talk about this and feel the overwhelming sense of God the Father's presence in the desire that no one be lost, in the desire that a heads up and a turning to the living Christ, a saving, so we will not be crushed by a beast kingdom that's like a leopard, like a bear, like a lion, that is so swift, so powerful, and so loud, controlling, tyrannical, leading people and forcing them in worship of the dragon, sealing their fate in hell forever. Why Revelation 13? Why prophetic revelation, my friends? Why are we on this radio show? And let me say to you that the absolute gift Steve Quell gave of us being on for almost a year, when all the funding ended and we just prayed about it and said, God, what do you want us to do? I want to be out there screaming to the world wherever it is. I want to take this message and I want to tell people that I love in China, in Russia. You know, I prayed for years. Over 30 years, I wanted to go to China and share the gospel. Do you know that these messages and the rest of our stuff is ending up in a dozen cities? Hundreds and hundreds of downloads of the content that we put out is being downloaded in China. Some in Russia. In 80 countries. So I'm extremely grateful for those who were led by God to fund and fuel this live broadcast that enables the archives, that enables, well, by the end of this year in totality, at this point, it may go way beyond this, 1,600,000 downloads in up to 80 countries. It truly is. What is in my heart, a missionary. Can I tell you something? Russ Dizdar only wants to be known as a simple missionary that loves people because of the love of God. Would I rather be out on a fat boy Harley driving down the road? I just heard one go down the road here a little bit ago. I love motorcycles. Had one for years. We sold it so that my daughter can get her braces. It was a great thing. I look at her now at 19 and see these great teeth. It was a great exchange. If you believe in the work that we're doing and in the benefit of it and that you would believe that it benefits others, we do invite your investment. All you got to do is go to shatterthedarkness.net. Take a look where it says how you can help or the support tab. That's all we're going to say. No products, no other commercials. Amazing how God has opened the door because God wants prophetic revelation that prepares us, that points the way, that gives the warning. Number 4, that enables us with the cutting edge content to witness to the world. Because of me, being one that is a researcher, I'm a researcher. In the book of Daniel, it talked about in the midst of all of his life, I identify with that a lot because he was kind of forced to read all the literature and learning of the Babylonians, to know the whole Babylonian system, religions, all the stuff, but still stay away from it and make his choice. You know, we've had to do a lot of research over the years, and we're doing it to this very day because of the developments, because of the new things, because of what biblical prophetic revelation tells us, that more and more of the lie in many varieties, but the same dark presence and the ultimate same agenda. See, the ancient stuff, the old stuff, well, ancient to a lot of us, you know, early 1900s, in Germany, the massive, as one occult historian said, the first time the largest proliferation of occult literature that would open the door to secret societies, spiritism, medium, reading the dead, you know, seeing the dead, you know, all the stuff, spiritually inspiring, ultimately, political ideology, military enforcement, and the rise out of that spiritual swamp, Nazism. Second largest proliferation of occult literature, just like that, only larger, occurred in the United States in the 1960s, according to the historian James Webb. An infusion of demonic doctrine, opening a massive variety of doorways to the spirits. But now we must look at those who have been drawn by dark synchronicity to the ancient ziggurats, the ancient Nephilim designed, I call it Nephilim architecture, of the temples, where the massive shedding of human blood in human sacrifice to demon spirits that brought prophecies, that brought powers, that brought symbols, that opened gateways, that connected the ground with astro-archaeology, opened up in the heavenlies. You see, Christians, listen, Ephesians 6, your warfare, not against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, and the wicked spiritual forces in where? The heavenlies. Cosmocrators in the heavenlies. Ancient beings fallen serving the Luciferic cause. The Mayans were entrenched. The Mayan story is not about a peaceful, passive group of people back then. They may look like a peaceful, passive group today. Back then, the Nephilim, or at least a generational level of Nephilim presence. Massive demonization, massive ritualistic format, massive doorways opened up. The temples designed, the architecture spiritually guided. So when researchers, remote viewers, psychics, New Agers go down to drink the ayahuasca, to open themselves, to engage the very spirits that guided the people, the building of the temples, the opening of the doors, and the thousands and thousands and thousands of human beings that were sacrificed. Do we understand why God ended that civilization? I mentioned, why do we need prophetic revelation? Why do we need Revelation 13? Why do we need this? I'm going over Revelation 13 all this week. If you didn't hear Monday or Tuesday or even Tuesday at 7, go to the archives. Thousands are doing it. It's all about preparation, pointing the right direction. Warning. The only specific, clear warning. The screaming out of God to say, stop, and take a look what's coming. It is enormous content to be used in the context of witnessing and winning others to Jesus. I've done a lot of deliverance, hundreds of deliverances, engaged the demons. I'd rather just do soul winning. But because of the day we live in, we're going to engage a lot of the other stuff. I know the authority of Christ. I've seen the engagement. Nobody, listen, has to tell me now. But I just want to be a soul winner. If you're lost right now, I don't care who you are. Please understand, I unashamedly tell you that I could only wish that you open your heart to the living Christ who loves you. I know him. I know his love, his presence, his power, his forgiveness. He's real. He's alive. And he wants to come into your life. And the message that I'm sharing with you is packed with his presence. And the Spirit of God summons you. Jesus Christ does really love you. And we did the cross. It's beyond anything. How do you do it? Open your heart. Believe, receive the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need content with the Gospel of John, read. Write to me. I'd love to answer any questions. If you're a seeker, if you're looking how to find God, well, it's in Christ. And by accepting him as Lord and Savior in your life now, he'll give you the Spirit of God. And everything else that comes with that gift of salvation. So prophetic revelation, as we're doing tonight, leads me to witness. And the fifth point, it leads me to fight against the darkness, using spiritual authority, using my prayers. And I tell believers out there that you can become very fierce in your prayer life, not only praying for others to find Christ, for the advance of the cause of Christ, but praying against the real demonic, well, evolution, the coming apocalypse of the Christ, and the ascendancy, the ascending beast kingdom. Have you looked at the rest of Revelation 13? Have you seen everything that's going on there? It's absolutely massive. We're going to find out there's a counterfeit death resurrection. A wound seems as healed. By what power? Not God's. By a sword. A healing, a kind of resurrection. The amazing thing is verse 4. Humanity worships the unseen dragon, the presence. Oh, he's here right now. Operative. But so is the living Christ. And greater of the power of God is than that's in the world. Listen, we're into the hour. God blessing to you. Shatter the darkness net. Good night.